Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Wednesday, the third day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, the OU Jewish Learning Initiative on Campus Director, together with his wife Sharona, at UCLA in Los Angeles to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Kaplan slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, their chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaverach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Kaplan to learn more about his incredible work at UCLA. In addition to being mindful of all those whom we are davening, praying for, please include in your tefillot, in your prayer, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs as well. His Hebrew name is Yaakov Tzvi Ben Liba. Again, that's Yaakov Tzvi Ben Liba. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Good morning from Los Angeles, and thank you, Rabbi Herman, for inviting me, and thank you to all the listeners for including me in this incredible chizuk call. In the late 90s, early 2000s, with the cell phone, especially with the smartphone revolution, the Jewish world got a little easier. We got the first sitter app. We were able to have on our phones with us wherever we went a sitter app. In fact, the app that was started is now called by many the simple sitter app. And then as time progressed, as many of the apps got more sophisticated, we're very blessed that the newest app came in called the smart app. And for those who may have it, the Art School has an incredible smart sitter app, and many other organizations do as well. What's unique about the Smart Sitter app is that it allows you never to make any mistakes. So, for example, yesterday we began saying Kachanun. We included Kachanun in our prayers, which we had not said for a while. And, of course, it jumped it right back in the Smart Sitter app. In a few weeks, when we are going to have the next Rosh Chodesh, the Smart Sitter app will, of course, highlight for you Yala V'Yavo. Or a few weeks ago, during the 10 days of repentance, the Smart Sitter made sure you made all the proper insertions. So, but the most important one that right now people are focusing on is that at this time of year, we're adding the prayer of Mashiv HaRuach Umari HaGeshem. We're praising God for the fact that He makes the wind and brings the rain. And in a few weeks, actually at this almost a month and a half, on December 4th here in the United States and the rest of exile, we'll start beginning to pray for rain actively by saying Tein Kalu Matir LeBracha, the special active prayer for rain. But interestingly, in Eretz Yisrael, according to the first position of the Talmud, page 10 of Masechet Tanis, today, Gimel Mar Cheshvan, is the day that they, in Eretz Yisrael, are supposed to start praying, actively praying for rain. That position is not accepted. The following position in the Talmud, that they wait not today, but four more days, for the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, is accepted. And the question is why? What's the difference? Why in Eretz Yisrael do they wait till the seventh of Mar Cheshvan? What's that all about? So I want to offer an interpretation given by Rav Avadia Yosef in his wonderful work, Yechel Das. Today is Rav Avadia Yosef's Yortzeit. So his interpretation of why they wait for the seventh Mar Cheshvan is the following. He says that in the olden days, that people would travel to Eretz Yisrael, especially for the holidays, especially would come for Sukkot, for the wonderful holiday of Sukkot, and Sukkot being such a long holiday, such an important holiday, they would stay all the way to the end. And he says that we want to make sure that the people who came and stayed for the holiday all the way to the end would walk home and get back home safely. And he interprets based on the Mishnah that it would take 14 or 15 days for the people who live the farthest away from Eretz Yisrael to get home. And Rav Avadia asks and says, okay, that's wonderful in the times where they didn't have, you know, travel, where they didn't have travel like we do. And that was wonderful in the times where they had the Beis HaMikdash, where they had the Holy Temple that they could go to and they could jump in and join together. But nowadays, we don't have the temple. So why not start praying for rain immediately after Sukkot and get it? And he quotes some of the commentaries believe, yes, the halacha should change, that we should start praying in Eretz Yisrael for rain immediately after Sukkot. But Rav Avadia Yosef in his commentary explains that no, we keep it going, that the halacha is that we keep it for either the third of Heshvan, or how they pass in Israel, the seventh of Heshvan, because there are people, no matter how difficult the task was, no matter how hard it was, the journey, there were people who always wanted to make that journey to Eretz Yisrael for the holidays, and especially Sukkot, the important holiday of Sukkot, and they journeyed, and we need to respect that fact, that even in the most difficult times, those people journeyed, and we are going to still pray 2 weeks later to give those people an opportunity to get home safely. And I think there's so much chizuk in Rav Avadia Yosef's perspective. One is that it teaches us that no matter how difficult the task was, and as we are in a difficult time now, people made the priorities to make things happen that were meaningful and come up with creative ways to still do their Jewish experiences and their Jewish learning. And second, it shows a tremendous faith that people are going to do it despite the difficulties, and that eventually there will come a time where it will no longer just be for the people who are pushing forward. It will be for everybody, that we all are going to go back to Israel for visiting for the holidays. And thank God we're seeing that in our time, that many, many, many more people are coming, and it should only continue, that this day of praying for the seventh of Heshvan, so people can travel back and forth to Israel, should only continue and be more needed now than it was in the past. We'll now commence with saying of the Tehillim, chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echsam. Binotash yarbiteni, amei menucho yan aleini. Nafshi yishovev, yamcheni, v'malei tzedek l'man shema. Gam ki elech v'geit ha-mavet, bo ira ra ki atay madi. Psalm 121. Es einai ori me ayin yapo ezri. Ezri me imadonai ose shamayin vi arvet. Al yitain lema raglecha yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomchecha adonai secha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha vayareach balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Et Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tetcha Me'acha Me'ata V'ad Olam. Now do chapter 130. Shira Malot Mimam Akim Karaticha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'koli Tien Adnacha Kashivo V'kol Tachnunai. Imavono tishmorya Adonai miyamod. Kim chasicha liman tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kizal nashi v'lid varo hochalti. Nashi l'Adonai mishomim laboker shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Kim Adonai hachesed v'arbe mofidut. Behu Yizdei Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. We now make the prayer for those who are ill and infirmed. Pause for 20 seconds for people to have a chance to insert the names of people who they're praying for. Misha Berach Avotinu Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo Huyivarech Mirape Etacholim. Babor, Shamazal, and Babra, and the Karze, Kodesh Barakui, Yimarachim Ali, Hamachalam, and I was on the Chazazam, Chayotan, Rotam, Shafan, here I refer to Shaman Ashamayim, the Kolivirahem, the Kojitehem, the Tok Shar, Kol Israel, the food on that bench, the food how good. Hasha, Bagal Zankriv and Omar, Amen. Now we'll make the Achinu prayer. Achinu, Kobe Yisrael, Hanatunim Mitzar B'Shivya, Omtim Ben Bayam Ben Yavasha, Hamakom Rachem Alehem, Biotem Mitzar L'Ravacha, Mefer Ora, Mishuba L'Gula, Hasha, Bagal Zankriv and Omar, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Kaplan. As we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Thank you so much. On a basic level, Baruch Hashem, my family is good. My parents and my in-laws are healthy, so we're very thankful for that. Here at our community in Los Angeles, especially at UCLA, there's tremendous difficulty. Since March, we've not been together. Almost all of the students are Zooming, which certainly brings challenges to building community. But thank God, generally, the age group that we're working with overall are pretty healthy and have done overall pretty well during this pandemic, which is something we're very, very thankful for. And we look forward to seeing them again back on campus very, very soon. But in the meantime, it's allowed for us to have some creative ideas how to connect despite the difficulties.
We certainly hope so, and we have been hoping that that your wife, your partner in crime, JLIC, would be able to join us on the call for this part for the interview. Unfortunately, she had a conflict, so the burden falls on you. But if you could share with us, with all our wonderful listeners, and who may not be familiar, perhaps even with what OUJLIC does in general, but even more specifically, the wonderful work that you and your wife have been doing at UCLA for, I believe, now 15, 16 years.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, yeah, definitely missing my wife. She would add so much. But this is actually, we're very blessed. It's our 17th year on campus. And
wow.
Yeah, very, very blessed. Thank God. And just to give a very brief overview, it's an incredible program that the Orthodox Union has spearheaded and funded and really has driven. It's right now in 23 universities throughout North America, Canada, and in Israel. And we're really here to be a resource for the students, because we know many, many Jewish students, especially Jewish students coming from Jewish backgrounds, Jewish day school movement, are coming to campuses. And we want to not only allow for them to survive, which a lot of people used to use, OUJLIC is about optimizing. The students could come to campus and grow, that just like while they're at UCLA or while they're at Columbia or while at Brooklyn College or Santa Monica College, that their Judaism and their intense relationship with Hashem should only continue to grow and get greater. And here on the West Coast, we're very blessed to have like an incredible mix of students on our campus. It's something that's a pleasure to be here. We have students from Ashkenazi backgrounds, from Sephardi backgrounds. We have students from public school backgrounds, from yeshiva backgrounds. We have students who never met anybody, like they're from the smallest town in California, and they never met anybody else Jewish really in their whole lives. The students spent their entire life growing up in shuls and synagogues, and it's incredible. And the most amazing thing is to see how those students come together and make community, how they love each other and how they give to each other. And it's something that we're very blessed to be part of, and very thankful for the OU, the Orthodox Union, for supporting this, and for all of our donors who make this happen.
Amazing. So what's it like now during the year of COVID-19, as you alluded to earlier, everything being on Zoom? What does some of the regular programming look like during a typical year, and how does it translate now trying to impact and reach and connect with students who are on their computers?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in a typical year, what's amazing is many universities have a lunch break. Even if it's not formal, there is a slot for lunch. And as many of the listeners might know, lunch, especially for college students or on a budget, is a particularly wonderful thing to give. If you give out a free lunch, it opens a lot of doors. It gives you opportunity to engage with people. And we're very blessed here at OUJLIC in the West Coast to have enormous amounts of lunch and learns when it's regular times. Last year, we had about 19 between our various campuses, and each one filled with people from various backgrounds, and it's amazing. Unfortunately, big crowds like that are not acceptable now, and people are Zooming, so they're just not around as much. So we've had to be creative. But one thing we found is that students are really excited when you can come up with something creative that's open and innovative and safe. So, for example, last night we had an outdoor barbecue, of course, with masks and social distancing, and a shiur to where some of the students are Zooming from. A lot of them live in their homes. We went to their neighborhood. Or the other day for lunch, we did a lunch break for a student Zooming from a different part of town. And that's something that's been so dynamic that even though the crowds are a little smaller than they, of course, for safety and just because less people around, the people who are coming are just so appreciative of the fact there's something to do other than Zoom and something that's done in a safe, COVID-friendly, but yet meaningful manner. And it's really dynamic and exciting. And thank God, many for those callers on the West Coast, we know that in Los Angeles, outdoors is not a problem. It's 72 today, sunny. We haven't paid for rain yet here, so no rain coming anytime soon. So it's something that's a very special opportunity for us.
Unbelievable. Rabbi Kaplan, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of really the great work you and your wife and the entire staff out there are doing. As they are with all Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot are with you, as well as the students, for continued bracha, success, and good health. You're really doing amazing work, and even the students on campus ignited and connected. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova. May the Rabboni Sholem, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi David Kaplan, keeping it in the Kaplan name, of Congregation Ohev Tzedek in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.